You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, arts projects across the state enjoy support from the National Endowment for the Arts. But recent reports say that the agency may be facing elimination in the next federal budget. We talk about what that would mean for Wisconsin.
First, it's time for our weekly review of state news. On Wednesday, Governor Walker held a press conference and would not say whether he supports the new health care bill to replace Obamacare, championed by House Speaker Paul Ryan. Here's what the governor said at that press conference.
It's a work in progress. I think there's a number of issues that have to be addressed, and we're going to work with both the House and Senate leadership on it.
Rob Menser joins us now for the details on this and other top news stories from the past week. He's a storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. And he joins us every Friday to look back at the week's biggest news. Rob, welcome back to Central Time.
Hello, thank you.
Well, what did Governor Walker have to say on Wednesday about the new Republican health care bill?
Yeah, so I think you can sort of hear it there, the caution. You can add Governor Scott Walker to the list of people who maybe are not so fired up about the Obamacare replacement bill. Talking immediately about it as a work in progress, and he said he expects plenty of changes in the bill at that news conference in Whitefish Bay. The American Health Care Act was the big story this week out of Washington, the unveiling of the first time the Republican Party has really presented a concrete alternative to the Affordable Care Act. The immediate part of that story that follows is what is the reaction to the bill, and the bill has already come under fierce attack from conservatives who call it Obamacare light, as well as from moderate Republicans and from all Democrats for cutting health care subsidies, for limiting Medicaid funding, and that it cuts taxes to the wealthy. So Walker's views on this are interesting for a couple of reasons. He is the chairman of the Republican Governors Association, so he, in some sense, can be seen as speaking for other governors as well. And also, he's a good friends with Paul Ryan, whose bill this is, and has been a strong supporter of Paul Ryan's vision for the Republican Party in general. It is a work in progress, and indeed the bill does have quite a long road to go before it will potentially become law, and presumably there will be a lot of changes. So there's nothing really inaccurate about it. It's just that in politics we like to sort of read tea leaves and understand by someone's tone how much political capital they really intend to spend on this bill. And so that's, I think, what people were looking for in out of Walker's comments.
Right. Does it sort of indicate to you, is it a marker that this bill is more contentious than maybe GOP legislators would like it to be if, a stalwart like Governor Walker, was that close relationship with Paul Ryan, is at least not at this point throwing his full support behind it?
That's exactly it. I mean, Walker doesn't have a vote. He's not in Congress. But for a giant bill that makes a lot of radical changes and is, we can just say it's very likely to end up kicking off millions of people who currently have health insurance. For a bill like that to be passed, you would expect to see sort of an all hands on deck kind of effort, right? You would think that that Republicans would need people like Governor Walker to be going on television and whatever, speaking out about how great it is. Now it's early, right? It's just this bill is only a few days old, so we'll see how it shapes up. But I think that's exactly right. He was conspicuously being cautious and not sort of throwing that political support behind it.
What do you think would need to happen for Governor Walker and some of the other GOP governors who have reservations about the bill, especially regarding Medicaid? What do you think would need to happen for them to get on board?
Well, the Medicaid question is really interesting. It's one of the key issues here, especially as, you know, and the fact is that different governors, even different Republican governors, have very different interests in this. So the American Healthcare Act bill, what it would do is it doesn't cut the Medicaid expansion that was part of Obamacare until 2020. In 2020, it freezes Medicaid enrollment. Now, for people who rely on Medicaid, that is going to be bad, and that is a reason to be afraid. But for governors who did expand Medicaid coverage under the Affordable Care Act, that seems like it's better than it could have been. It's definitely better. It's less of a sharp break than what a lot of Republicans have been calling for the last 7 years. Now, Walker is different. Walker did not expand Medicaid. Wisconsin did not expand Medicaid. There is a provision in this bill that would grant some extra funds to Medicaid providers in states that didn't expand Medicaid. So that is something that Walker wanted. Obviously, that is something that would benefit Wisconsin. On the other hand, it just shows the different incentives that different governors, even within the Republican Party, have on this bill.
We're talking with Rob Menser right now, storytelling editor for USA Today Network, Wisconsin, based in Wausau, getting caught up on the state's news this week. And Rob, there was this big spotlight shining on the Republican health care plan. A lot of stuff, though, happened in the state legislature here in Wisconsin. Tell us about some of what had some motion this week.
Yeah, the Wisconsin legislature is doing things again. They're back. The state assembly passed a bill that would legalize the possession of CBD oil. This is used to treat seizures, and it's a bill that has been introduced before and didn't become law because the oil, CBD oil, is made from marijuana. It does not itself contain the chemical that actually gets you high, but nevertheless, there was opposition for that in previous sessions. The idea that it was kind of a first step toward legalization of marijuana. So that opposition cracked. The bill has already passed the state Senate. Governor Scott Walker has already said that he supports it, and now the Assembly has passed it. So that is on its way to becoming the law. Likewise, the Assembly passed a bill called Right to Try, which would give terminally ill patients access to experimental drugs that have not yet been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. The idea there is that FDA approval can take a long time, and not everyone can get into the clinical trials of these drugs. So it would open up at least some potential treatments to people who need them. So that's a lot going on.
And also possible, so looking at least more possible than it did a week ago, that the state treasurer's office would be eliminated. This would need to be a constitutional amendment, but where does that stand?
Yeah, the Senate voted to eliminate the office of the state treasurer. This is something that's been in the works for a long time. Legislators have already taken away all the duties of the office, so it doesn't really do anything. So they've made their vote to eliminate that office, which it's a constitutional office. So that's a little ways off. The argument against is maybe instead we should restore the duties and give the state treasurer something to do again. But for now, yeah, it looks like it's headed toward extinction.
And also mandatory reporting of child abuse. This seems to be related to Lincoln Hills Youth School and what the responsibilities would be for the guards there.
Right. This is another bill that passed in the Senate, requiring guards at Lincoln Hills it would require them to report suspected child abuse. This is mandatory reporting is already required of teachers and daycare workers, a number of other professionals in the state. By law, they have to say something if they see evidence of abuse. And this is a bill that would extend that to prison guards. It's the legislature has stated that it is directly aimed at as a response to some of the reports of abuse at Lincoln Hills.
And Rob, finally in the legislature, three Democratic lawmakers introduced a bill that would legalize assisted suicide for the terminally ill in Wisconsin. Similar bill, though, failed in the last session. Is there any hope for this bill?
No hope whatsoever. No, I mean that's my reading. Who knows? I've been wrong many, many times, but this is a Democratic bill. It's modeled after a similar law in Oregon, but there's a lot of opposition. Pro-life Wisconsin, the Catholic Church. I mean, assisted suicide is not it is nigh impossible to see a Republican legislature and governor putting their weight behind that bill.
And finally, Rob, as we wrap up, a subject dear to my heart, Wisconsin cheese. There was a championship cheese contest in Green Bay this year, in I guess it was the Lambeau Field Atrium. And Wisconsin came out surprise on top with a lot of the cheeses anyway. Tell us about that.
Veronica, there may be many reasons why Wisconsin might feel status anxiety compared to other states. You know, we're not the biggest state, we're not the most populous, we're not the richest state, but by God, we make the very best cheese in the entire U.S. of A. So yeah, the U.S. Championship Cheese Contest, Wisconsin cleaned up 58 Best of Class awards, a total of 173 medals in 84 categories. As well as the very best cheese in America.
Which was?
The Sartori Reserve Black Pepper Bella Vitano out of Antigo, which, can I say, I've eaten this cheese. This is delicious cheese.
I've had other Sartoris. They were delicious. So I'm expecting the same of this.
Yeah, they make a nice espresso cheese. I'm telling you, this the judges know what they're talking about on this.
Good stuff. Well, Rob, thanks a lot for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
That was Robert Menzer, storytelling editor for USA Today Network, Wisconsin, based in Wausau. And he's with us every Friday to look back at the week's biggest news.